Dwight Silverman reviews the iPad. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Apple sold as many as 700,000 iPads in a single day, according to analyst Gene Munster. One of those went to Dwight Silverman, who writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle and is a longtime Future Tense contributor. Dwight, what do you like about the iPad?
When you do something on the iPad, everything happens instantly and very smoothly. The movement feels natural. The speed is very quick. It feels like an extension of your fingers. Nobody is better at doing human interfaces on a computer than Apple, and I think they have really outdone themselves. That said, it is very similar to the iPhone. And I find the iPhone very easy to use, as do a lot of people. But using it at this size, at this scale, makes it a very different experience.
What else do you like about your new iPad?
I think the screen is gorgeous. I am not necessarily convinced that it's easier on the eyes than reading with my Kindle. I don't have a problem reading my iPhone. Reading books and so forth on my iPhone, but this seems to be a little harder on the eyes for some reason. And I also, of course, love the apps. The developers who've done early apps have really taken advantage of greater real estate and some changes in the way Apple's programming tools let you build interfaces. And it is just the apps are really smart and very pretty. Of course, now it's not a perfect device. There are some things I don't like about it.
And those are?
I'd never really minded not having multitasking on my iPhone. That because the size of the device didn't matter. But when you start using this, it really becomes irritating that you can't immediately switch back and forth between applications. I understand, and you know, there are rumors that the next version of the iPhone and iPad operating system will have multitasking for third-party applications. But boy, this really needs it. I think it's almost crippled in terms of what the applications could do. One thing that really gets to me is the screen greases up very quickly. The screen just gets really nasty looking quickly.
All right, so bottom line it for me. Based on your admittedly limited experience with the device so far, how many stars out of 10 do you give it?
Well, I think I probably would give it a 7 out of 10. I think it has the potential to be a 9 or 10 star product. It's got to get problems like the lack of multitasking fixed, not being able to sync wirelessly. It's got to get more iPad apps that are native and that are priced more reasonably. And I think kind of once you get all those things shaken out, it will be a much better device than it is now. And a lot of that can be fixed, I think, with software at the moment. If you're willing to bet on the come, I don't think you necessarily need to wait for version 2.0. 1.0 as it is pretty cool.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. You can find a link to his early review of the iPad on the Future Tense site at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.